It's called Salvia divinorum. It's a member of the mint family that grows wild in the mountains of Mexico. It's still smoked and chewed there for religious purposes by indigenous tribes, descendants of the Aztecs. An article in last Sunday's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel describing the herb's hallucinogenic properties prompted a run on the product at Knuckleheads, a tobacco and gift shop on State Street in Madison.
I sold out on Christmas Eve.
Steve Agee is Knucklehead's corporate president.
I had to have some overnight because people keep coming in for it. So.
Agee has carried Salvia divinorum for 4 years. He buys it wholesale over the internet and sells it for $4.95 a gram. But he says he doesn't advertise it as something to smoke or get high on. He sells it as an incense and warns customers to learn about its other uses on their own.
You can make a lot of these into teas, too. It depends on what you're going to do. And anytime you're ingesting an herb, you need to find out what it does and what its properties are, because not everybody can try every herb.
There are no age restrictions for selling it. Anyone with the cash can buy it at Knuckleheads, and if you have a credit card, you can buy it online for $15 an ounce. There are several web pages providing detailed instructions for how to smoke it and graphic descriptions of the 10 to 20 minute colorful hallucinations users claim they experience. One website advises people to lie down and close their eyes after smoking it to aid in meditation. So far, there have been no reports of bad trips or injuries blamed on the herb in Wisconsin. Doug McLean at the Madison-based Center for Prevention and Intervention says his group is usually up on all the new drugs on the street, and so far he's heard nothing about this one.
Usually we'll hear from many sources, but it's usually after something bad has happened. There was an overdose, or somebody was under the effects of a drug, whatever this type of drug. Or we'll hear from a family member that says, my son came home and he's acting all goofy, these are the symptoms.
While smoking salvia may still be taking place under the radar of police and drug abuse prevention groups, it's caught the attention of the federal government. The Drug Enforcement Agency has listed it as a drug of special concern and compares its active ingredient to THC, the chemical in marijuana that gets pot smokers high. There's a bill pending in Congress that would add Salvia divinorum to the list of Schedule I drugs that include marijuana, heroin, and ecstasy. That would make selling it or using it a crime. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.